Assalamu alaikum viewers, this is Shahzad once again. I'm a student here in the holy city of Qom, and today we have in the studio with us brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum brother. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I was born in Tanzania, 26 January 1991. I did a diploma in Association of Business Executive, then I opened my own shop. I used to sell mobile phones, and I had come to Qom for ziyarat, and that was the first time that I came to know that there is a country called Iran and Qom and Mashhad and everything.
Oh wow.
Then once I went back, I got a job in Mohammed Enterprises Limited. It's one of the big companies in Dar es Salaam. So I worked over there for around 10 months because I was struggling to come to Qom for studies.
What is it that sparked this interest about, like learning about Islam or coming here to study?
Learning about Islam, I was born a Shia, but I couldn't really understand Shiaism, and therefore wanted to become a Sunni.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So to be specific, what part of it that you had a problem with, and then which?
Like everything, like tawassul and imams, and it was not that much clear. Like,
did you have back home a lot of Sunni friends?
Yeah, but not that much. But then I don't know how, like Allah himself helped me out those times. And before becoming a Sunni, it's like there was this thing that happened to me, that before going to where you want to go, at least try to know where you are right now, so that even if you change, you know where you are going. So then I think one of my friends suggested me two books to read. One of them was Peshawar Nights and Al-Murajiat. In my whole life, I remember these two are the first book that I read without images.
Without images, oh
yeah.
Good.
I normally don't read any books that are out of comics, only comics.
How was Peshawar Nights for you?
It was good, but still doubtful. So I went to buy Sahih Bukhari 10 volumes to check out the references and stuff. And that's when somehow I felt that I'm actually on the right path. And that's how I continued my journey. And when I came to Qom, there was a feeling, a different feeling. I went to Mashhad, I came to Qom for ziyarat, but Qom was something different. It was like a heaven in itself. And
So you came to Qom back then when you were having doubts at that time?
No,
Shiaism,
after I had completed. I had completed my doubts. What was the reason that I had to come over here that I couldn't get in my country is the mimbar, pulpit.
What do you mean?
They would talk many things, but I was struggling to find something deeper. Like whatever they would talk is something that I had actually known from some time before, or it's not that much interesting that what I was looking for.
Back in Tanzania. Okay. So what kind of environment religious wise you had available? You, like, was there a Jami Masjid? There was Jummah prayers every week?
No, we had this as normal. Every country we have Namaz e Jummah and Ramzan and stuff.
And then there were Marasim in Muharram and Ramadan and all
yeah.
that stuff. So all throughout your childhood you had experienced that.
Yeah, I had.
But they were not able to like spark this thing in you or verify your, like,
yeah.
you know, rectify all the questions you had in mind about.
True.
Like, even if you were Shia or a Sunni, whatever you are, the truth and the reality is, as long as you believe in God and then believe in the messengerhood of the Prophet Muhammad, you are a Muslim.
Yeah, it's true, we are all Muslims. But because we are living in a world of label and stuff, so just to clarify matter, that I can't say that I was a Muslim, then I wanted to go to other part of Islam and stuff. So just to clarify that, where I was in.
I mean, it's good. I mean, going through this brings about more surety and yakin in what you believe in, you know? Once you have this doubts, and then when you go out and get information to clarify those doubts, then your iman becomes even stronger, right? So there's many people, many Muslims, both Shias and Sunnis, that are following their religion blindly. Like, they don't know. It's just because everybody's doing it, or because my parents told me so to do that. And
what do we say? Dorzadim. We didn't do anything else. We just went around, round and round and round.
What actually was the gist of the thing that clarified for you that, okay, this, where I am right now is where I need to be and I belong in Shiaism, I mean?
The point was only one. And today, truly, I think that the only difference between us two brothers from different background is only this, the Hadith-e-Thaqalain. There's nothing apart from it. It's only this hadith. You hold this hadith the right hand side, you might go the right way. You hold it on the left hand side, you might go on the way that you might not be sure that it's right or wrong. So you are given two ways where a person has to find which way is the right way and follow it.
Are your thoughts on Islamic Pulse?
Actually, the videos are very nice. Here I do see the videos almost maybe roughly thrice or four times a week. Whenever I'm scrolling to my through my Telegram, I can see there's some new posts coming up and stuff. And today, one of the biggest enemies that we have in this world of ours, it's the worldview that is created from media. And the only way to attack media is with media.
Through media.
It's like everyone has followed Islam into their own thoughts. They have taken Islam not ideologically, but the way they think Islam is.
Yeah, if we look into it, it's not really everybody's fault. People liable for this are the leaders, you know, the political leaders, the religious leaders, you know, they are the ones who are taking the whole, you know, public and like all the Muslims, you know, distracting them. And
that is true, that the leader is accountable. You know the ways of Ahlul Bayt, you follow them, you will be guided to the path that you are supposed to be guided. And if you come away from the ways of Ahlul Bayt, you can see the examples in Saudis itself. And there are many reasons why I would point to that country.
They have completely known. Made that out of them. Like, they have done this to their own image, especially recently, yeah. The things they've been doing.
They had followed their own whims.
They have made it really, really obvious now that their God is the dollar and USA. From that, I want to ask you about what do you think about the leader that is leading this nation?
If you see the leaders today, in the leaders in Islamic world, I would say that Sayyid Ali Khamenei is one of the example of actual leaders that we need in the world.
Wherever you are.